Welcome to The Grind, the realest show ever. Real people, real life, real insight. We bridge gaps through unscripted conversation, improvising, adapting, and overcoming life's obstacles. There is life outside of the box. Take a chance on you today. Enjoy the show.
Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to The Grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams fan out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable, safe, and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is the grind, the battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder who's telling you that this is just a game. This is just a waste of time. Your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire lit beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for, and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime or the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster, and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes, and 1,000 different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready, you are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.
Rise and shine, sunshines. Rise and shine. Man, oh man, welcome to The Grind this morning, everybody. I tell you what, I'm super pumped up and excited. You know, thanks to each and every one of you for jumping on The Grind this morning. You know, this is the realest show ever. And of course, as I always say, you know, we're going to keep it 100, and we're definitely going to say some stuff on this show that some people may not like. We're going to say a lot of stuff on this show that people absolutely like. So that's the intent. That's the drive. That's the motivation. So, you know, guys, hopefully grab that cup of coffee and, you know, let's grind a little bit. Let's try to bridge some gaps today. Man, so many things going on, not just in my mind, but so many things going on in the world. You know, I'm not a big current events guy. But, you know, if you have some comments that you want to make today about anything that we say or about just, you know, things in general, you know, we're going to talk about life today. But if you have some comments you want to make, go ahead and, And text the grind line 678-744-6188. Again, that number is 678-744-6188. And go ahead and voice your opinion. Just voice your, you know, what do you want to say this morning? I got the chat room open, you know, right now, and I got some other things up. So, you know, say what you want to say this morning. Pose whatever questions you want to pose. And let's, you know, let's get into some things this morning. But, you know, I love that motivational piece right there. You know, so many of that, those sayings that they mentioned in there, you know, it was military driven. You know, I've heard so many of those things, you know, before in the past. A lot of them, you know, I heard in basic training. You know, see, some of us have never been through basic training before. You know, and I hear people say so many different things about the military and, you know, people that are in the military and, you know, and this and that. And I've heard so many different things, but I'm here to tell you that I wouldn't trade my military upbringing, so to speak, for anything in the world, simply because it taught me a lot. You know, it taught me how to be independent. You know, it taught me how to be, you know, headstrong. You know, a lot of us talk about, you know, he's so headstrong. You know, yeah, you know, headstrong is not a bad thing. You know, headstrong is a good thing. A quality of being headstrong means you're a creator. You know, you can create things and you don't care about, you know, how other people really feel about what you create, because you know what you create, what you're creating, you know, is going to benefit some people. It may not benefit the people that don't like it, but, you know, it is what it is sometimes. But, you know, I wouldn't change my military background for anything in the world. Taught me some of the best lessons I've ever been taught. What it really did is it solidified everything that my parents taught me as I was growing up. And for those of you who don't know, I went into military right out of, you know, high school, and basically fast tracked my way to sergeant, and from there went over to Kuwait, fought in a war for close to a year, and pretty much after that, I was pretty much done. You know, after being shot at and shooting at some people, I said, you know, I guess it's time for me to reel this in, because, you know, my heart just wasn't in it anymore. I changed my career path. And how many of you know that there are things that happen in your life sometimes that moves you into another direction? And that's okay. You know, the plan doesn't always stay the same, but I do know this. I do know that life just happens. It just happens. And whether or not we're ready for it, it doesn't really matter. It just happens. You know, we get out of bed every morning, we wake up and we say, you know, I'm gonna go do this and I'm gonna go do that. And a lot of times things just don't happen the way we wanted them to happen. You know, but yesterday on the show, we talked about winning and what it takes to be a winner and how it starts with you. And, you know, and absolutely everything starts with you. I mean, and the things that are easy to do are just as easy not to do. And it's amazing how every morning we wake up and we understand that we're in this cycle of I get up, I brush my teeth, I wash my face, I put on my clothes, I go to work, I go to lunch, I come home, I deal with my family, and I go to sleep, and I wake up to do it all over again. But what variety are you really putting in life? Because that cycle that I just mentioned, it happens. With or without you, it's going to happen. Time doesn't change, and time waits for no man. So what variety are you adding in your routine every day that grows you, that pushes you to another level? What variety are you adding in your other day that makes you stand out from everyone else? What makes your life more than just mundane? You know, no one wants to just live a mundane life where you just get up like a robot and go, you know, wherever everybody wants you to go, and you do whatever everybody else wants you to do, and you have, you know, you look up and you're at the end of what they call I guess projected life or expected life expect. All you really have is a whole bunch of shoulda, coulda, wouldas, or I wish that I would have done this, or I wish that I could have done that. And you know, some of us are are squarely in that boat right now. Some people are squarely in that boat. I can't put myself there because I'm definitely not in that boat. But, you know, we wake up sometimes and we're trying to figure out, okay, how am I not going to be in that boat? But it's never too late to start living, right? So how do you not put yourself in that boat? You know, all of us, we know we have those three basic necessities that we need every single day. We need food, you know, we need water, we need shelter, all right? And you know, food, water, shelter, those things are the necessities that you need, you know, to live a physical life, you know? And a lot of people can even live, you know, without the traditional shelter. There are a lot, you know, some homeless people out there that don't have, you know, a traditional house. But all of us need shelter from the elements. We need food, we need water. You know, we also need good relationships. These are some of the things that we need emotionally and mentally in order to have and to lead, you know, productive lives. And some of you are saying, I lead a productive life and I don't care about relationships with other people. You know, used to be me, but you know, we definitely need relationships. And another couple of things that are thrown in there is, you know, money. You know, money is a necessity in life for productivity. And we've got the philanthropists out there and we've got the people that say, you know, money isn't everything and money this, money isn't, you know, you don't need money. You know, money is an intricate part of our lives. No matter if you have it or someone has it, it has pushed the agenda that we have. You have to have some money. Somebody has to have some somewhere. So, you know, add into this guys as animals. You got, you know, there's animals all over the place. I see more and more pets and, you know, cats, dogs, and you know, all sorts of pets all over, you know, social media. I mean, animals are a big part of our lives. And what do? They make us happy. You know, my daughter has two hamsters. My wife calls them rats, you know, but she has two hamsters that she loves. And it's funny, I know my wife talked about the hamsters the other day, you know, on a show, but when you hear about those hamsters and what they really do, you know, every morning, you know, hamsters are nocturnal. So every morning, you know, every night, you know, when it gets dark, if you put them in a dark room, they start to come to life and they wake up and they get on that wheel and that squeaky wheel just starts to run. And you know, when it's just one of the hamsters that really gets on that wheel. And I think that's Pepper's the only one. I think Cashmere is pretty lazy, but Pepper is the one that gets on that wheel and she spins that wheel, you know, like crazy. But she is going absolutely nowhere. She's going absolutely nowhere. So you talk about living a mundane, normal, average, everyday life. You know, that's what she's doing. She's living that normal, average, everyday life. But what is your life? Your life can't be on that hamster wheel, right? Your life has to be about a plan. You got to have a plan to move to the next level. So I said, if you know, things that are easy to do are also easy not to do. And it's easy to lay in the bed and hit the snooze button and not jump up when you're supposed to get up, you know, but it takes a little balance to get up in the morning because you got to go to bed at night. You know, how many of you know when you don't go to sleep at night and you try to wake up the next morning, you may do it effectively for a couple of days. Okay. And then that third day, no matter how bad you want to get out of bed, your body is like, I cannot comply. I can't do it. I can't get out of bed right now because I physically can't, because you've depleted all of the energy that we have. And you stayed up till 3-4 in the morning and now I can't get out of the bed. And that's what happens. But that's what happens in life sometimes with people. People have not planned. People have not even started a plan. You can't finish something until you start, right? So people haven't even started a plan. They haven't put a plan together in order to move to the next level. So getting out of bed, being physically tired, is not an issue. Getting out of bed because you are mentally tired, I think that's a deeper issue than any other issue than physical, because it starts with the mental. So if you're mentally tired, which is really, let's call it mental frustration, or, you know, or it could even be depression, because we talk about emotional well-being or emotional health, you know, as well. So if you haven't planned or put the things in play that you want, that you need to put in play, then you're definitely not going to feel like getting out of the bed and doing anything that motivational piece just said, you know? So, you know, we got to stop playing the victim in life. We got to get up, stand up, and move out and do some things. Put a plan in place. Have some vision and say, you know what, this is what I'm going to do and this is how I'm going to do it. Now, understand this. No one knows your plan the way you do. Once you put it in place, no one knows your plan the way you do, right? You check that plan daily to make sure that plan is productive, you know, and you keep it on track. You can't allow anybody else to come in and sabotage your plans. And no, you send that point man out. In the military, you had that thing called a point man. You send that guy out, and he's the one person, instead of the whole clan or the whole force going up at one, everybody sees him, you send one guy up to really scope things out. It's harder to see just one guy. You know, so he can crawl up and see it and just kind of spy out everything to see what's going on. And then he comes back and reports what's going on. Well, that's you. You're checking your plan every day. You're making sure that, okay, I'm still on track. You know, I know what I want to accomplish today. If I don't get what I need to get accomplished today, I need to either do one of two things. I need to either assess my plan to either push my time frame, or either I need to accumulate what I was supposed to do today into tomorrow. And we know there can't be too many days of that, right? Because if you got too many days of you pushing what you're supposed to do today into tomorrow, then you're just going to, at the end of the day, you're not going to accomplish anything that you wanted to accomplish. Your plan is going to be, it's just not going to work. So all of your goals are put in place and you're constantly checking that thing. It's like when you're in the military, you want to constantly check to make sure that you have all of the pieces that you need when it's time to really fight. You want to make sure you got your magazines full. You want to make sure, you know, that your weapon is clean. You know, you want to make sure that your bayonet is nice and sharp just in case you run out of bullets. You want to make sure that you have your Kevlar on, your helmet. You got your flak vest on. You got everything in place to make sure that you're ready to fight. And it's the same thing in life, guys. When we wake up in the morning, a lot of us aren't ready to fight. We're not ready to get up and go fight. So we stay in the bed, we pull the covers over our head, and we just let life pass us by. We just let it really pass us by until somebody comes and says something that sparks you, and then you move. The most successful people in the world were self-motivated. So self-motivation is one of the key ingredients to success. You have to be able to motivate yourself, but it's hard to self-motivate when you don't have a viable plan in place. The viable plan doesn't mean how someone else thinks your plan is going to work. A viable plan means that you've got a plan that you've put together. It's been sauteed with SMART goals. You know that this is how it's supposed to work. All of the goals that you have are specific. They're measurable. They're achievable. They're realistic and they're timely. All of you have all of the things in place to do what you need to do. So now the goals are set, and now you can meet the vision. Do your part to meet the vision. So now that all of that's in place, it's easier to get up every day, right? It's easier to get up every day and do what you need to do. So now your mental is intact. See, now we're talking about lining everything up. We're talking about having everything in line the way it's supposed to be in order to move yourself to the next level. Because if you don't, then it's going to be harder and harder to get out of bed. And I know what that feels like, because a confused mind does absolutely nothing. And I've been there. When you don't have a plan, then there is going to be no action. What are you going to act on? So when you're putting things together in your life, you know, you may have that thing that you've always wanted to do. You know, you've got that thing that you start that nobody else really understands. Nobody else may really, really be supporting it like you want them to, but you have a plan. You have an end goal. And you're telling yourself, you know what? I don't need right now, you know, the masses to grab onto what I say when I need it to. I need this thing to develop into what it needs to develop into. And you're willing to take those hits. You're willing to keep moving forward. You're willing to do what it takes to meet the goals that you know at the end of the day, when you get to whatever your planned date was for you to do what you need to do to move yourself to the next level, you've hit all your goals. And now your life is no longer mundane. You're moving, you're growing. And now it's easier to get up. Now when you get to that phase, you're at phase one, now you hit phase two, everything clicked down here, so now you can move into phase two. See, guys, I'm gonna tell you, no one knows your plan better than you. So when you start telling everybody what you wanna do, and now you start taking everybody's buy-in about how they feel you should do it, you have to understand something. I'm not sitting here on this show today telling you never to take advice from other people, because you want to take advice from successful people that have done what you're trying to do and are where you're trying to get to. Okay. But understand, when people that aren't trained to know how to coach people and how to move people to the next level, the only thing they know how to do is to tell you how your plan would be effective in their life. They don't know how to take themselves out of it and squarely put your abilities and who you are, what you've accomplished and what you have the potential to accomplish. They don't know how to put all of that into place and tell you exactly how they feel you are going to be able to move to the next level. Instead of telling you all of the reasons why you can't, they'll tell you more reasons as to why you can. All right. That's what a real coach does. All right, he empowers. So now your life is moving and everything is clicking on all cylinders, and you move to level two, and you're not allowing anybody else, you know, to come in and move that plan aside or derail it. Now you're no longer the victim. You've manned up, you know, you're in it, you know, and you understand that your dream does not become a reality until it becomes an emergency. See, I just gave you the keys. You stuck the key in the ignition, but you're never going to turn that key until it becomes an emergency. So that's how people react to things. When, you know, I always tell the story about the dog that was laying on the nail and he was moaning and groaning, and they say, why is he laying on the nail? And they say, he's laying on the nail because, you know, it doesn't hurt him bad enough yet to get off the nail. And that's how we are in life. We lay in it and we kind of wallow in it sometime, and we go through pain of doing the same thing over and over and over again and getting the same results, but we expect something different, which is the definition of insanity. But we go through that pain because it's not painful enough for us yet. And we always say we move out of inspiration or desperation, you know, and most people will move out of desperation. But when your dreams at that point becomes an emergency, and you're like, you know what, I got to get this done. There's no anxiety, but you know what? I'm just made up my mind. I'm going to get this thing done, and nothing can stop a made up mind. We already said that there's no such thing as procrastination. Procrastination is just simply means it's not important enough to you yet. So in life, until what you want, until your vision is important enough to you, you're never going to turn the key to at least start the engine. If you can't start the engine, you definitely can't press the gas. So now you're in life, you're moving, everything's clicking on all cylinders. You've turned the key because you've realized that this is an emergency. I'm ready to get this thing done no matter what anybody says. I can no longer even feel the pulling from the other side anymore. They've let me go because they see that I'm not turning back. You know, now all of this is what we call, you know, breaking the cycle. All right, you're breaking the cycle now, and now you're getting to that point to where now you're ready to take the next challenge, which is can you really master the breaking point? See, because this is that point in life where you've broken away from one gravity, okay, and now you're starting to move into another realm. So you're at a different level now. And so now that's a different type of pressure. So the only way you're going to be able to handle that pressure is if you prepare for it. You got everything on you that you know you need to fight. You know, you've done your checks. You're on track. And now when you get to that next level, now there's a breaking point there. That breaking point is going to either make you or break you. Either you're gonna say, you know what, I can move to the next level. No matter how hard this seems, no matter how many people are laughing at me, No matter how many people are saying that I can't based on their insecurities, based on their inabilities, no matter how many people are viewing you as the old you and you squarely moved into the new you, no matter how many people are holding you back for what you've done in the past and you're moving forward and looking forward, and so therefore no way that anything behind you can bother you, no matter how many people do that, you're still ready to move to the next level. See, when you master that breaking point, when you hit that first breaking point and you can blast through that breaking point, then you know what to expect at the next breaking point, at the next level. Because no matter what you say, no matter what you do, every time you go to move to another level, there's always going to be a ton of resistance. And a lot of us say, you know what, I want to be successful. I want to be wildly successful. But when you ask for that, you got to know that the higher you climb, the more gravity you're going to experience. The more people are going to try to pull you down. But while you're building those muscles, the pulls are going to get less and less. You're going to stop feeling the tugs, because now everything below you becomes insignificant. You're no longer worried about the people that feel as if you should have taken them with you, with them. You should have taken me with you. Now you just left everybody behind. That's exactly what happened. I didn't leave you behind. You stopped moving. So we get so many people that will play on words with you. And they tell you that, you did this or you did that. And these are all things that are thrown at you to throw you off your game. And see, I'm telling all of you guys this because there are a lot of you that are listening to this very call this morning that are going through some things because you're moving to another level in life. And as you're moving through that from level to level, sometimes you don't understand why you're having such opposition. Why do people that used to love and support you no longer love and support you? Why the people that used to tell you that you were a beast, that used to tell you that you're great, now you're wondering why those people don't tell you that anymore? And there are so many reasons why, but you're at that level to where you understand it all now. You understand that gravity is the beast, and gravity is always going to be there. It's always going to be your opposition. So now when you're moving from level to level, you start understanding, now I can blast through these breaking points. There's nothing that can stop me because you're hungry. See, you weren't hungry enough before. It wasn't an emergency. Your level of hunger has increased. And with each level, your level of hunger increases. And we always say that, the universe starts to conspire for your success, starts to collaborate for your elevation, as long as you're learning, as long as you're moving, as long as you're growing your muscles, as long as you're on the right path. And we say that path that you're on definitely does not, you're not on the path trying to find success. You have to be on the path in order for success to find you. Success isn't that thing that you go looking for. It just comes. It just starts to happen. It's like golf. It's like golf. It's like shooting. It's like shooting a gun. You don't anticipate the trigger pull. Don't anticipate hitting the ball. Well, it's all about mechanics. Don't, when you swing at the ball, it's about mechanics. You have to keep your eye on the ball. If you take your eye away from the ball, then you're going to miss the ball. So you have to deploy the right mechanics. You have to make sure that you're anticipating success. You're going through the motions, you're doing what you're supposed to do, and you know that you're going to achieve what you need to achieve. Success just starts to happen. And it's not something that you start back and you start looking back and you gauge. It just starts to happen because you've grown those muscles that are necessary for you to move to the level that you need to move to. If you find yourself at the door of a level and you can't break through to that next level, then maybe you cheated leg day. Maybe you went to the gym and all you worked was arms. Maybe you went to the gym and all you worked was legs. So now you have a massive lower body and a scrawny upper body. Maybe you have weak shoulders. Whatever it is, you haven't built the total body. You haven't practiced all of the principles to live the lifestyle that you're trying to live. So you can't move to the next level because you don't have all of the muscles necessary to move to the next level. So the key to breaking through levels is that you have to be mentally, physically, and emotionally strong enough to move from level to level. And just like anything else, each level is going to require a different. And as you're strengthening those muscles, your goals are intact. You're hitting those goals, no matter what anybody is saying, you're hitting those goals because you've checked your plan. You're making sure that your plan is productive. You're making sure that your income producing activity is actually in producing income. You're not fooling yourself. So now that you're making sure that everything is in line and everything is on point, you're not leaving anything out. You're moving along. Now your muscles are grown. And once you get to that level, you have the necessary muscles that you need to break to the next level. Now you break that level. And you're moving in a whole nother realm. You're like, wow, I've never been here. Everything looks brand new. It's a whole different type of people here. I think I like this. But then you start to realize that the people at that level too are just there. There are some haters there too. There's some people that don't like you at that level too. I never told you it was going to be rose colored glasses all the way through. I never told you that everybody was going to see the glass, you know, as half full. I never told you that. So there's going to be different devils at every single level. So what do? You have to strengthen your goals. You have to strengthen your mental capacity, your physical ability. You have to have the total body. You have to have the total emotion. You have to have, you know, the total mentality has to be intact for you to move to the next level. See, there is no cheating the grind. There are no shortcuts. And for those of us that think that we can kind of sideways do things and move to the next level, you have to understand that nobody said it was going to be easy, but it will be worth it. And if it was easy, then everybody will be doing it. Success is attainable only by doing the things that get you there. We talk about practicing the principles to participate in the promise all the time. Nothing's easy. Nobody's going to give you. If you meet a person that always gives you the mamby-pamby talks all the time, and that's all you get from that person, they're like, oh, you can do it. Don't worry about it. That's going to work itself out. Yeah. Just keep staying positive and, you know, just wake up every morning and say whatever you want to, you know, say the positive things and, just go through life and everything's going to happen. You know, that doesn't work, guys. The positive aspect of what you do is definitely necessary. You have to have a positive mental attitude, a PMA. You have to have that. But that PMA has to be followed by some action. And that action has to be productive. That action has to be goal-oriented, and that action has to have an end goal, a vision in mind. Or else it's like the cross-country runner or the sprinter. If you tell a sprinter that I just want you to start sprinting, just run. And it's going to say, well, okay, how far do I need to run? Well, just take off and run. No, I mean, I'm a sprinter, man. I'm a cheetah. I'm a panther. I run fast. I burn, you know, I was joking with somebody the other day. I said, you know, I need a lot of calories. My body is like a well-tuned Ferrari. I burn a lot of calories. I need high octane gas. So I need to put good stuff in so I can run fast, but I can't, just like a Ferrari. You can't run a Ferrari every day. You can't drive that car every day. So I need to know how far I need to run to achieve this goal. So you tell a sprinter that he just to start running, guess what? He's not going to run. He's not going to budge because he doesn't have an end goal. He doesn't know where he's going. You tell a cross-country runner that, hey, just run. Well, how far am I running? Now, these guys are built to run for a long distance. But if you don't tell them how far they're running, they're not going to budge. You can't even tell them, I'll just start running and I'll tell you along the way. There's no motivation there. There's no motivation for them to even start the race. So a lot of us, we haven't even started the race because we haven't given ourselves the proper motivation. We haven't put anything in place for to work toward. So there's no, you wonder why you can't get up out of bed. You wonder why you can't break from level to level is because there's no motivation. You've given yourself no goals, no vision. You tell that sprinter, okay, I only want you to run 100 meters, or this is the 300 meter relay. You tell that sprinter that, hey, boom, okay, boom, I know what I'm supposed to do now. There's a plan. There's a vision. You tell that cross-country runner that you're running a 10 mile, 10K, whatever you want to call it. Now they know how to pace themselves. They know exactly how much energy they need to exert in the beginning, the middle, and at the end of that race. But they can't know that unless they know the end result. And the same with us. We have to make sure that we understand exactly where we need to go and when we want to get there before we can put the how-to into place. So what are you? Are you a fine-tuned Ferrari, or are you a cross-country runner? Whatever it is, you still got to have a goal. So when you're moving from these different levels, you know, you want to make sure that you have a goal that is synonymous to the next level that you want to create. You can't bring the same goals from level one up to level two. This requires a different set of goals, more challenging. Where there is no challenge, there is no growth, right? So you have to set those goals accordingly for the level that you're on. Are they goals that you feel you can achieve? Yeah, you should feel that you can achieve the goals. If you don't think you can achieve the goal that you just set, then you're going to set yourself back a level. So the goals that you're trying to achieve have to match the level that you're trying to achieve. So now once you get close to where you need to be, you got to understand something. Once you get close to achieving that thing that you wanted to achieve, I can promise you it will be right there, about a foot away from your grasp. And that breaking point, my friends, is probably the hardest breaking point that you will ever have to get through. But guess what? You built so many different muscles. Now you know so much. Now you have so much ammunition. You have the best weapons. You have, the bulletproof vest. Nothing can penetrate. You know, the Kevlar is on your head. You've got the best boots on. Everything is top notch because you put in the work. So now that you know you've put in the work, the confidence level is high. So at this point, there's nothing that you can't do. You're unstoppable. So now you break through that point, and now the only thing that you have left to do at that point is walk in it. And now that you've achieved the level of success that you've achieved, you've been bringing some other people along with you. Yeah, because it's lonely at the top. And a lot of people will say, you know, I want to bring other people with me, but they don't move as they're not moving the way I'm moving. And that's okay, because those people weren't meant to go with you. Bring the people that are ready and willing to move with you. And success definitely loves speed, guys. It loves speed. It loves to run fast, because there's a lot of moments where you're going to have to run fast. There's some moments when you're going to have to pace yourself a little bit. But at the end of the day, the person that you or the people that you bring with you are the people that you need to make sure really, really understand how you're running the race. And some people that start with you, they're not going to finish with you. But don't get hung up on that. Don't get hung up on people. We said yesterday, you got to deal with people. We get it. You got to deal with people no matter what. But don't get hung up on the people that you're dealing with. Understand that those people may serve a certain purpose for you now, but they may not be able to go or ready to go to the next level, because they may not be building the same muscles that you're building. But you have to be able to recognize that in order to move from level to level. The longer you are in denial about the people that are supposed to move with you, then the longer you're going to see. People like to be attached to things that are moving. And if you're moving, then you're going to get the people that want to be successful and that are moving with you at the speed that you're moving, because you want to stretch people. People need to be stretched in order to grow. So you can't, you can't sit around to grow the muscles that they need to grow, and you've already grown those muscles. It's okay. You're setting the example for them. Remember, people need to have something to reach up to, not something to reach back down to. There is no the victory in reaching to the side You can't go vertical that way. There is no victory in reaching behind you. You definitely can't go vertical that way. Always reach up. As you reach up, you're going to find the people that is coming with you. They're going to reach up as well. So there's that constant link. So guys, you know, life continually moves. All you have to do is figure out at this point, you know what? Is my life going the way it should be going? Is it going the way I need it to go? And if it isn't, then reel it in. Put the right bait on your hook, the big fish, and reel it in and get your life back on track. Stop worrying about what everybody else is thinking. Get your life back on track. All right? So, guys, it's, you know, my time is coming to an end. You know, as always, guys, it's been an amazing journey on this Thursday, you know, spending time with you guys and you know, hopefully, you know, something that was said here on the grind this morning helped bridge some gaps and you know, some people can go out and possibly move themselves from level to level with the understanding that they have to build the muscles that they need to build in order to break through each of those different levels. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again. You know, this show happens every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the realest show ever. We definitely say everything that we say tastefully, but our intent is to help bridge gaps and not tear down bridges. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for jumping on. And I'll see you guys bright and early on Tuesday morning. All right, guys, have a blessed day and weekend. And I'll see you guys bright and early, 8 a.m.
I'm bolder, I got a chip on my shoulder. True players always maintain I'm different, I told ya. Don't wanna be just a commodity. I'm smarter, G. This is my life and my soul. Not just a job for me, it's the truest part of me. Fans now mobbing me. Fake friends acting like I just won the lottery. Back then, I guess it was hard to see the real paradox, what an odyssey. It's like that saying, be careful what you pray for, you might get it. Of course it's all about winning and money, but how far would one let it take them? The holy game can make them, then instantaneously break them. Rain one day, sunshine the next. Haters try to stop my flow, sometimes I'm vexed. What's next? Pounded by the breath, mad stress on my chest. Of course I know that I'm blessed, but here's the test. On any given Sunday, I gotta play my best. To me, the ball was handed. Taking shots and left stranded. No defense will they tackle me. Every blow brings back a memory. Learning lessons from my injury is killing me. Cause at first they wasn't feeling me. Never given a chance to show my true ability. Too many pressures trying to play me out. Put me in positions that sure to lay me out. No doubt.
Game from nowhere is where I came from day one. I knew the game and how to play run, but never knew the price of fame would weigh tons. Now I run over self when pain comes and walk when they say run. Fame could be as painful as the death of Peyton. Young black gifted, but I'm wrapped in myself. Just broke many tackles, but I'm trapped in myself. See what happens with wealth. At times you can lose yourself. During the sunniest of days, many superstars melt from cotton to football fields. You know how they play, brothers. Long as we playing well, then they love us. I know on any given Sunday, this could be taken from me. What it all comes down to is money. I know on any given Sunday, this could be taken from me. What it all comes down to is money, y'all.
Don't give up the fight. Everything will be alright. On that.
don't care.